versus North Kitsap School District case is the only other case involving a school district, and the court found no recreational use immunity because of that was claimed by a coach injured during a football game. The relevant facility was not open for public use. And so there's nothing that is contrary to the position being advocated by the plaintiffs here today. Second thing I want to point out is this idea of there's this separation in time between the school day when the school supervises the playground and after the school when it presumably does not. The record at CP 327 reflects a number of school uses that occur after school hours that require us. It isn't a matter of just saying there's time when it's open for public use and there's time that it's not, because even at these after school hours, there's the kids are assembling in this playground for their busing. There are something called a field day, a kind of carnival that takes place on school grounds, and then there's overflow parking in the same area for various school events, and the record doesn't reflect how frequent those are, but it sounds like there's some degree of frequency.
Why does it matter if it's a district activity or one they have permitted or authorized? Isn't that enough to make a distinction between a time when it's open to the public in general and when it's not open, or when it's open on a more limited basis?
The record doesn't reflect that it is closed to the public during these other activities. In fact, it suggests the contrary, that these are public invited activities. And so it just gets to the idea that there's no sharp division between 3:45 or 3:35 and afterwards. And the school's own policies at CP 318 to 320 indicate that consideration has to be given to the potential hazards when the playground is unsupervised during non-school hours as well.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.